Masechtas Kelaim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes. Hanatea Eskarmai Al Shesh Esrei Amma, Shesh Esrei Amma. If someone plants his vineyard and he spaces it out every row 16 amas apart from each other, then Mutter Lahavi Zera Lasham, he's allowed to plant other seeds from other produce in the middle. Since there's 16 amma space between each row, we've seen previously in the Mishnais, right before this one, that even in a large vineyard, once they're spaced 16 amas apart, they're considered separate and they don't merge together to be a vineyard. And you can plant now up until 6 tvachim, which is 1 amma, next to the grapevines. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said he brings a maisa b'tzami. The one time happened in Sama, and he's bringing a story to back up this ruling that we said in the beginning of the Mishnah. The one time happened, be'echad shenata eskarmai, there was a person who planted his vineyard, al shesh esrei amma, and he spaced out the rows 16 amas apart from each other. V'haya haifich se'ar shtei shuris l'tzad echad, and he would lean the... Sar literally means hair, but it's the branches of the vines. He would make two of the rows branches lean towards each other. And he would do this because if the branches lean over towards other produce growing, then it would cause problems of kilimes. So he would lean two branches in towards face each other. And then the next two he would face towards each other. And so every other field had, field one had nothing leaning over it, field two had two rows of grapevines leaning over it, field three had nothing leaning over it, the spaces in between each row of grapevines were staggered with grapevines leaning over and without grapevines leaning over it. And he would do that, and he would plant up every other one. The Mishnah explains, Vizireas Anir, he would plant one that every other plowed field, he would plant it with other produce. Ubashan Acheras, he would reverse. He would shift the grapevines to the opposite direction. Vizireas Abur, and then he would plant up the fields that laid fallow the year before. And he would do this, he would flip back and forth every other year in order to allow the fields to rejuvenate the nutrients. This came before the Chachamim to Paskin if it was acceptable to do this, and they allowed him to do this since the grapevines were spaced 16 amas apart. He was allowed to plant in between the two of them. The Mishnah now brings an opinion that disagreed with the 16 amas shir. Rav Meir and Rav Shimon Aimrim, Rav Meir and Rav Shimon, they say, Afanetea es karmai, al shmeina shmeina amas mutter. Even someone who plants his vineyard 8 amas apart, the rows are 8 amas apart from each other, it's still mutter to do this, to plant in between them. Rav Shimon and Rav Meir were of the opinions that even a large vineyard that had multiple, more than 2, even 3 and more rows, still 8 amas was the shear that divided between the rows and made it lose the vineyard status. Parakei Mishnah Aleph. Karam Shacharev. If you have a vineyard that was destroyed. So here, random grapevines in this vineyard were destroyed and it lost several of its grapevines. But not like we saw in the beginning of the previous parak where there was a patch that was taken out, like 16 amas by 16 amas patch in the middle. Here was at random grapevines destroyed in the field, in the vineyard. If there's still enough grapevines to harvest, to gather together the grapes from 10 vines in a besa area, which is an area that's 50 amas by 50 amas. So if it has that amount of grapevines still in that amount of, in that area, 50 by 50 amas, unetuyas kilchasan, and he has them planted kilchasan according to the halacha, which we've seen in the past, in order to make a vineyard, you need to have two rows next to each other, two opposite two, with a fifth one sticking out as a tail, which is really a row of 3, and then a row of 2 next to it. And if it has like that, and they're within 16 amas of each other, these two rows, to merge together, so then, that's kel chasan, according to their halacha. Areza nikra karam dal, that's going to be called a poor vineyard, but it still has a karam, a vineyard status, which would make that you have to treat it properly. You can't just distance 6 tvachim. You're going to have to distance, you're not going to be able to plant anything in the whole besa, and you'll have to distance whatever it is, 4 amas, 8 amas, 16 amas away. Karam shehu natua erbuvia, a new case. If you have a vineyard that's planted erbuvia, a whole big a mixture, the rows were not made evenly, and they were planted at random in this vineyard. Im yesh bei lechav and shteim keneged shalosh, if you can find somewhere within this vineyard that you can line up shteim neged shalosh, two against opposite three, and you can have this formation of a proper vineyard of two and three next to each other, harei zeh kerem, then it's going to be a vineyard. V'mlav ein kerem, according to the first opinion in this Mishnah, it won't be a kerem because it doesn't have that formation. It's just a random mess of individual grapevines. Rameir says, Harbu nira ketavnu sakramim, since it looks like the appearance of a vineyard, because it has many grapevines in this area, even though they're not lined properly in the rows. Still, Hareza Karim, that will make Midr Abanan, at least it will be considered a vineyard to require the halachas of vineyard as opposed to individual grapevines.